This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, October 8th, 2018. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. You can also subscribe and listen to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Zach Dunbar Bell, also known as K-Secret, is the creative director and CEO of the John Mark Collection and founder of National Curves Day. In 2015, National Curves Day launched as a movement for the empowerment of the curvy and plus-size community with an inaugural event on the second Wednesday of October. The purpose was to encourage women to embrace and love who they are, stop body shaming, and walk in confidence. As the movement grew, so did the urge and desire to empower men who faced the same challenges, and in 2017 became co-ed, an all-inclusive movement celebrating both women and men. In 2018, the registrar at the National Curves at the National Day calendar proclaimed National Curves Day to be observed annually on the second Wednesday in October. The National Curves Day Honors and Fashion Gala, officially registered as the Met of Plus, will feature a series of events to highlight fashion, diversity, confidence, and to thank industry innovators and powerhouses for their contribution to diversity. The fourth annual National Curves Day Honors and Fashion Gala is October 13th, 2018 in Washington, D.C., and we're going to learn all about it today. Let's welcome Zach to the show. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good afternoon. I'm so excited to talk to you because I don't think we've ever met in person, or have we?
Yes, first I want to give honor and glory to God, and thank you for having me. Yes, ma'am, we have met in person. How about, let's see, P&O, New York Fashion Week around about 2014?
Okay, so it's been a couple of years, but you've been around.
Yes. So we were slated to come over and speak with you because you were, like, right in there in the heart of everything. But so many other things were going on. It was, like, one busy chaos. But I'm glad I'm here now.
Yeah, so let's learn more about you and your brand. So National Curves Day was birthed from your body image struggle. So tell me about your personal experience that led you to launch this event.
Where do I start? It's like being a curvy woman or plus size is so many things that you deal with, from finding garments to wear, you looking in the mirror, like, I wish I didn't have this or that. And that was my story. And I would go shopping, go in the men's section, buy clothes, try it on or try on clothes, it'll fit in certain areas too big in the other, and it was just really, really frustrating. I would, like, cry a lot, get just really depressed, and I was just totally over it. And with me designing John Mark, that was, like, not at that time, it wasn't your everyday garment, so I was still shopping around, and I just say, okay, I'm just going to make John Mark more of every day, tailor it to fit me and other women like myself. And then through that, I decided to, while I was going through, put body plus positive images on John Mark's social media, because that's where I spent most of my time. So it was really to encourage me. I didn't think other people were really, really paying attention until I skipped a Wednesday. That was Curves Day for me. Instead of Hump Day, I called it Curves Day. So when I skipped a post, it was DMs, texts, inbox, like, what happened? I needed that. Don't do that anymore. And I was like, okay. So this is much bigger than me.
Right.
And more time went by, and I was talking to my business partner, Aubrey, and I said, you know, we're going to call it National Curves Day. We're going to claim it until it gets to that level. Instead of just saying Curves Day, we're always going to put National in front of it. And my birthday is in October, and that year my birthday was on a Wednesday, which was what I would call Curves Day. So that's how everything kind of came together, and there you have it.
So you initially learned about the plus size community as a designer? That's how you were introduced to the community?
Yes, as being a part of the community. Yes.
So you were already active before you even had this idea to do National Curves Day?
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, I actually started my business in 2003. It was called Totally Secret. Then I had a store in the Maryland, Temple Hills, Maryland. So I've been in business for a while. I focused on curvy and plus size women around about graduation. Maybe that was about 2013. And that's where I rebranded to John Mark. And from John Mark, the issues that I was having created National Curves Day.
Got it. So you've been doing this for quite a while. Now, we exchanged emails preparing for this, and you stated to me that you just started using your first name publicly, and you were kind of hiding to some degree. So why is that?
Well, as far as John Mark is concerned, is I just wanted people to focus on what the brand had to offer versus who was creating it. And as far as National Curves Day, because it's the community organization, the same thing is there. I wanted the focus to be on the bigger picture and the purpose, more so the woman behind it. When it was time for me to speak up or step out, I would, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm the creator. Oh, I'm this. It just really wasn't that big to me. Also, with the John Mark brand, I also felt like people would gravitate towards it more because it was a man's name.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's all strategy and marketing.
So let's talk a little bit more about the collection before we get into National Curves Day. So tell me about the John Mark collection and what type of clothing do you design?
So I design clothes for, it started for, like I said, curvy and plus size. So that was sizes maybe, I would say, 8 to 10, up until about 20, maybe 22. But as the, and it was just like your avant-garde, that special piece, that edgy, I want to step out and not look like anyone else and show a little bit of skin, tasteful, and it was something that you weren't going to find anywhere else. So that's what it started out as. And then as, like I said, my issues changed or remained the same because it wasn't every day, I started to make more everyday items along with those one-of-a-kind pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll still get some exclusivity with the John Mark, but it changed. More people started to request it, smaller people. So like this year, I did prom for, she was a 00.
And oh, wow.
Some people, yes, and she looked amazing. So then there were some people that, beautiful women that were bigger than the size that I offered, so I expanded just to cater to everyone. So right now we have the sizes that are smaller or a little bigger are custom pieces. But now John Mark is your everyday / avant-garde.
So what is your price point?
So the price point's like somewhere too. We just did Curvy Fest in Mexico, Cancun, so excited about that. But swimwear can go from about 90 to about 150 because mm-hmm. they are very detailed, fun. And I would say your average maybe pair of pants, it's a about 120 on up, and then the dresses for like prom, those are all custom orders. So it just depends on what the customer is looking for.
Now, you briefly mentioned your business partner, Aubrey. Now, tell me more about him and the role he plays with your businesses.
So he is the reason that a lot of things happen. Like when I graduated from undergrad, I was excited about being done with school, knowing how to better position my brand. And he found, I believe it was Plitz, and he was like, hey, you're going to show in New York. And I was like, excuse me. I'm just graduating. I want to celebrate my birthday. It's like a few weeks away. What do you mean? So he did that. He found, I believe we both, or more so him, found District of Curves. And then there was Giovanna with B&O. So I design, I cut, sew, trim. He'll assist with maybe like fabric. Sometimes he'll assist with cutting. But all the fun things that you see on the runway, he's the producer. So like at P&O that year where he had the motorcycle helmet on, was spinning the jacket, that's what he do. He does the production for the show.
So are you two related or just really good friends?
Ooh.
Why you say ooh?
Because we normally don't share that information. Or will you say that, oh, I know his dad. So I guess we're just going to let the cat out of the bag for everyone officially, and I hope he does not kill me. So we are related.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Yeah. We usually try to keep that separate so people will, I guess in the beginning to take everything seriously. And I know that, you know, nepotism is around and brother and sister organizations or businesses thrive, but we just kind of kept that secret and separated. So for breaking news for those who didn't know, because a lot did not, yes, we're related.
Well, awesome. So now let's get into National Curves Day. So in the National Curves Day co-ed logo, the E is red and to the power of three. Now tell us what that represents.
So National Curves Day is embrace, encourage, empower. That's the E3. And there's a little plus sign in the E, and it's for all things plus positive. And in the beginning, a lot of people, more so women, because that was our focus at first, were saying, oh, I would love to participate, but I'm not curvy, I'm not plus size. So my thing was, if you have a smile, that's the best curve you can rock. So we wanted to make it inclusive. So we opened it up to everybody, or to make sure that everyone knew that they mattered, that they counted, because everybody, to some degree, big or small, somewhere along the lines have body acceptance issues. But our E3, the three in there to that power, is embrace, encourage, and power. And that's why the E is in red.
So National Curves Day, as we mentioned, is celebrated on the second Wednesday of October. So this year, it falls on this Wednesday, October 10th. So what are some ways everyone listening can join the National Curves Day celebration?
Okay, so first, if you haven't gotten a ticket, nationalcurvesday.com. You can get a ticket there to join our event here. And, well, it's in the DMV area, specifically Reagan National Airport, for the show on Saturday. But on National Curves Day, Wednesday, wear red or something red. Post your picture to any of the social medias, such as Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and hashtag National Curves Day at us. We repost. Also in Houston, our director of ambassadors, Ty Morrison, is hosting an event at Eloquy at the Galleria. So your listeners that are in Houston, they can attend there. We're also doing an event at Eloquy in the DMV area, specifically in Pentagon City at the mall at Eloquy as well. during the day of National Curves Day, we are hosting a real catwalk created by top model, America's Next Top Model, top three, Christiana. We are taking her real catwalk and bringing it here. So that's how they can participate on that day. But we have a host of events that are going on, so something fun for everyone.
Now, those events that are happening in different places, is there one place that you can see a list of the events happening on Wednesday?
Yes, I believe that is on nationalcurvesday.com, or our new site for this for the event is NCD, the abbreviation of National Curves Day, so ncdhonors.com, and all our information is there, as well as links and things to either sign up, get a ticket, so you can participate.
Now, you just mentioned in Houston you have a director of ambassadors. So how do you become an ambassador for your state for National Curves Day?
So to become an ambassador, you would contact Ty Morrison. She's the director of ambassadors, and have an interview with her, and she would just go over the different things that you already do in the community for curvy and plus size. And that will be a conversation that's had with her. Mm-hmm. And then she would then bring it to the board, and we would discuss it and vote.
So do you have a number of ambassadors right now, or are you seeking ambassadors?
Both. We would like to cover every state if we could, and we have global ambassadors too. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So the main event is taking place this weekend in Washington, D.C. Now, the main event, is it a weekend of activity or is it a one-day thing?
Okay, so the main event the main event is on Saturday, October 13th at Reagan National Airport Terminal A. However, as we just discussed the events on Wednesday, then we have Curvy Karaoke that is taking place on Thursday, and then we have a meet and greet at Ozio's on Friday. Then there's the event Saturday and Curvy All-Stars. We're having a game on Sunday.
Okay, so it's a lot. It's a whole, more than just a day. It's like a curvy week.
Okay, yes.
Now,
well, we're super excited about that.
The National Curves Day Honors and Fashion Gala is officially registered as the Met of Plus. So if somebody is listening and don't get that reference, tell us what that means.
So the Met of Plus, like I said, as far as John Mark, we do like a lot of avant-garde, and a lot of other designers do as well. So the tie-in with that is your body is a work of art. You are a masterpiece. We'll display different pieces of art as far as fashion goes. So we know that the Met is usually known for art. So that's what we are, the Met of Plus, focusing on body positivity, body acceptance, and believing that your body is a work of art and loving yourself right where you are. So our theme this year is Savage Beauty, a Time in Paris. And we're just looking for people to come out with their best creative garments, whether it's savage or beauty or a combination of both, just displaying art. So that's what the tie-in is.
Awesome. So with the theme, do you need to dress a certain way to try and fit the theme just like the Met?
We would like for you to, but we have a wide variety, I guess, of guests. So everybody is in, because I know my grandmother's coming. She's not going to dress up. So I know that for sure. But for those who want to participate, so we're not going to turn her away or anyone else that don't participate in the theme. Mm-hmm. So we would like for you to make it more fun, for red carpet, for pictures, conversation, to tie in with the theme, and then as we are registered, the Meta Plus. But if you do not, we're not going to say, oh, no, you can't attend. So, it's not going to be like that. We would love for you to, though.
Now, tell us about this amazing venue you secured for your event, for the main event.
Yes, thank God. Glory to God. Yes, we are at Reagan National Airport, like I said, Terminal A. So I know most people were probably thinking, do I need two forms of ID? Like, how am I going to get in this place? That's not the case. You only have to pass our fashion TSA, and that's all for fun. So, of course, because you are in the airport, I would definitely recommend to have your identification. Because we, like I said, we are actually in the airport. The view is amazing. You will be looking at the runway as models are walking, but you'll also see the runway, planes landing, preparing to take off. It's so beautiful. So the venue is just so, so awesome. I'm so excited about it. It's the first time in history that this is being done, and I'm grateful that we are the first to do it. So, like I said, no two forms of ID, just your ID just in case because we are in the airport. But just getting through Fashion TSA and having your ticket, of course.
Now, tell us who are some of the sponsors for the gala.
Oh, we have so, so many. So we have Janet Hair Collection, who is our official hair sponsor. We have Queen Size Magazine, John Mark, Bandelitz, Ashley Stewart, Big Figure Mattress, Curvy All Stars, Ray U Sears School, which is our modeling director, BTFL Magazine, the amazing Kia Caldwell, One Bone, which is a t-shirt brand for big and tall men, Underland Management, District Queens, Ashley Neal Tipton, The Fuller Side of Things, The Plus Report, Batgirl City, and I hope I did not forget anyone.
Now, are you still looking for sponsors, or is it too late?
No, it is not too late.
You can always take money.
Say that. Yes. Yes, it is not too late. So if you would like to be a sponsor, you can go on to the NationalCurvesDay.com website or get in contact with one of us through National Curves Day Instagram, Facebook, or email us at info@NationalCurvesDay.com. It's never too late for a sponsor.
Now, a part of the gala is honoring people in the plus size community. Now, when will you announce who you will be honoring?
Actually, I was reading that in your email. We posted three of the four. So we posted, because we were waiting for a picture, we posted Derek Rutledge, the celebrity makeup artist. We also posted, it's so much going on National Curves Day Instagram and Facebook that you probably could have missed it. So I think I'll post them again.
Okay.
So they're up at the top. But, yes, also, as I mentioned, Christiana from America's Next Top Model, we're honoring her. And Dee Dee Freeman, we're honoring her as well. And April Stiles.
Okay. So that's four you announced. So are there more to come, or is four per year?
Well, no, it's usually, I believe we have seven awards. But consulting with the board and who we all vote on, and who's, I guess, also available. That's how we kind of determine those things. So this year, I believe it's four. The last year was probably five.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the year before that was about the same.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Now, are tickets still available? Because I do see on the Instagram that tickets are selling every day.
Praise God.
Yes.
So, so front row is completely sold out, thank God. So there are tickets available for, and we call our front row first class. There are tickets available for business class, which is second row VIP, and then you have coach, which is everything beyond that. So they are still available for purchase.
Now, this week is fun and fashion and celebration, but you do things with National Curves Day year round. Because I see that you've just been incorporated as a nonprofit organization. Now, tell us what you plan to do as a nonprofit.
So, as a nonprofit, we sponsor and support all things Plus Positive 365 in the community. That's where our ambassadors come in. So, you'll see takeovers from different areas. Like, we just had the DMV pageant, and then they had one in North Carolina, which one of our ambassadors took over social media for that. We're in the community as far as assisting where needed. During our big gala, we collect clothes, we collect shoes to donate to Sasha Bruce and other organizations that may need assistance with anything for the people that they support or house. So we're in the community doing things for Plus Size, but also for the less fortunate. The initiative program, Secrets for Girls, which was a part of National Curves Day, we go out in the community and feed the homeless. So we're always out.
So what is the ultimate goal for your brand?
To encourage people to love who they are, where they are. So even if you have an ideal self while you're at your actual self right now, love every stage of who you are. People struggle so much with just being accepted and accepting themselves. So that's the thing, just to keep pushing the movement and for it to be just more awareness than what it is now, for people to know that you're not by yourself. It's okay to have a role or two or four. I have them, and you're still beautiful. And to not look for validation from anyone. I believe that validation is for parking only, and that's my thing. Validation is for parking. So just love who you see. Get those affirmations on your mirror, on your tablet, on your phone, in your ear, whatever you're listening to. Just continue to feed yourself that and trust that God did not make a mistake when he created you.
Yes, amen to that. Now, do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for, or anything that I didn't mention that we should know about?
I believe that we covered everything, just about the tickets, the sales, and yes, I believe we covered everything. I can't think of anything that we missed.
Awesome.
Are you coming?
Well, it's last minute for me now because I'm down in Louisiana in the country, so my ticket will be too expensive.
Yes, it would. I understand, but can you put us on the schedule for next year?
Yeah, that's all I'm about to say. We're going to keep in touch because next year you're going to have a 5-year anniversary.
Yes, ma'am, we will, and it's going to be so exciting. We already started working on the theme for that and scouting the location. So because it's not finalized, I can't put it out there just yet, or they will definitely hang me.
So we'll definitely, after everything is over with, we'll definitely keep in touch for next year.
Yes, yes, yes.
So tell us your official websites and social media pages so we can keep up with everything you have going on.
Yes, and it is so much. So to follow us on National Curves Day is just what it is, National Curves Day, on Instagram and Facebook. NTL Curves Day on Twitter. And the website is nationalcurvesday.com or ncdhonors.com, which is the abbreviation of National Curves Day. As far as John Mark, that will be johnmarkcollection.com. That is johnmarccollection.com. As well, the Instagram is johnmark_collection. Facebook is John Mark. And I believe that's everything.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for letting me use your real name on the flyer. Thank you for telling me your secrets about your family members, your business partner. I brought you out a little bit today.
You really, really did. And since we're talking about him, I just want to give a shout out to Aubrey. I love you so much. I'm sorry our secret is out. And also give a shout out to my amazing husband, John Bell, and my beautiful angels, Brianna and Sydney, who's always with me on the runway.
Well, awesome. Well, have a fabulous event, and I'll definitely be participating in National Curves Day Wednesday, and definitely keep in touch. We're friends now, so keep in touch.
Yes, ma'am. Woo-woo. Thank you so much, Quinn. You have a blessed day. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And thank you to our fabulous guest this evening, Zach Dunbar Bell. And make sure you follow the hashtag National Curves Day to see everything that's going on this week. And the pinnacle is this weekend at the National Curves Day Fashion and Awards Gala. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.